Item 10, from Corporation Counsel recommending payment by the Wisconsin County Mutual Insurance Corporation in the amount of $13,500 to Jonah Rodriguez and his attorney in settlement of Jonah Rodriguez v. Milwaukee County, Eastern District Case Number 13CV358.
Thank you. If you could introduce yourself for the committee.
Sure. Lee Jones, Principal Assistant Corporation Counsel.
Mr. Gray?
I just wanted to say that we'd like to at least start with this in open session. Maybe we can finish it in open session, but we'll see how the questions go. Just a couple quick comments from me, and then Mr. Jones can answer questions, obviously. This settlement involves an individual who was not released as soon as he should have been released from the jail. He was held approximately 30 hours, I think, or something to that effect, beyond his release time. The issue in the case that leads to settlement, I think, are two things. One is there's essentially a dispute between the sheriff's office and Milwaukee Police Department over why that occurred. They were supposed to provide forms to us to notify us of the release. Sheriff's office individual takes a position that we didn't get those things from MPD. MPD individuals would testify, we believe, that they although they can't produce the form, that they would have sent the form, and they believe they sent the form. The bottom line about this is, and the police department is not a party to this case, only the county is at this point, but this is a federal civil rights case, and it has that tag that all these cases have, that if the plaintiff recovers anything, a dollar, they can also recover their attorney's fees. And so clearly this individual was held longer than he should have been. What that's worth would be up to a jury or a judge to determine, but it's probably worth something. And so the rationale here is to settle this case earlier rather than later, because the longer we litigate this case, we have a chance to win. We have a chance that a jury or a judge would say, Sheriff's Department didn't get the information, it's not their problem, and we walk away. But you also run the risk, as you continue to litigate a case like this, that either there would be a division of responsibility or a finding of responsibility, and then the case is not worth $13,500. It's worth substantially more, not because Mr. Rodriguez is entitled to more, but because his attorneys will continue to rack up fees. And so that's the primary impetus for settling this case, is to cut our losses, so to speak. We don't know what the division is between Mr. Rodriguez and his attorneys of this $13,500. But we do suspect that a very large percentage of it will go to the attorneys, because the attorneys' fees incurred to date are already greater than this amount. So.
Okay. Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So this 30-hour gap, it comes down to the communication between our Milwaukee Sheriff's Department and the Milwaukee Police Department, and there's no culpability on the district attorney's office part.
It boils down to it also involves the district attorney's office, Supervisor. It's the district attorney made the decision to not prosecute this person in this case.
Yeah.
Conveyed it to their secretaries in their office, who conveyed it to the Milwaukee Police Department, who conveyed it to the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department, who conveyed it to the jail.
Well,
there are many steps and many people who had their fingers in the pot on this, and it's difficult. And this isn't an extraordinary case where people remember this happened in 2011. So a lot of the depositions and statements that were taken are, well, this is what we normally do. I can't tell you what we necessarily did in this case. So it's going to be a he said, she said, and who's going to be liable and responsible in this case.
So what kind of confidence do we have that something like this won't occur again?
It doesn't occur often, at least to my knowledge. In interviewing people regarding this litigation, this isn't an everyday occurrence and doesn't happen regularly. There maybe should be some conversations on how to streamline that process, because there's also faxes that are being used instead of email, so it's difficult to pin down who sent what and when. But there are many steps that go into releasing someone from the jail. And I don't have any assurances as to whether or not this will happen again, but I can tell you that from what I've discovered in this case is that it doesn't happen very often.
Thank you.
Thank you. Pleasure to the committee. Supervisor Weisham.
I'll move approval of item 10.
Supervisor Weisham moves adoption on item 10. Seeing no further questions or comments, on the motion for adoption.
Supervisors Borkowski.
No.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Staskunas.
Excuse.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
5 ayes, 1 no. The motion to recommend adoption of item 10 prevails.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Item 11.